Thursday, October 4th. This is the Personnel Committee, and I would like to acknowledge that the press and public were duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. On our agenda first is approval of previous meetings minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. Do we have any citizen comments? No citizens' comments. Then we will go right into old business and ask Desiree and Winnette to give us an update on our employee appreciation event. And I know we are doing acknowledgement and milestones, but we're still calling it appreciation.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or recognition.
Recognition is what's in the invitation.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
A recognition, yeah.
Great.
So, as you all know, we're having that event October 19th, that Friday between 11 to 1. We'll have all administrative offices closed and encourage all the employees to attend. The catering has been confirmed. The tent and all the same catering, it's providing the tent, the tables, the linens, and chairs, and all that. We've worked on a milestone recognition program, so we'll be recognizing those employees that have been with the city for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 years.
Right.
And we'll have gifts according to those tiers. We are excited about it. I think we're ready. I think people will be pleased. The invitations went out this week. You all received yours at the beginning of the meeting. So we hope to see you all there.
So you're not asking for an RSVP, but you're just going
to
go with the
yes, we
general.
Are assuming that everybody's coming.
Okay.
Those employees from Foot Police and Fire that are off duty, we're encouraging, they won't be on the island, but we're encouraging them to come and have lunch and spend time with our team members.
And you did follow our instructions to have good food?
Yes.
Food is important.
Yes, critical.
The same company is catering that used to cater the...
No.
Oh, no?
No, it's a good catering company. It's been recommended, and we're comfortable with it, and
okay.
We'll have a lot several food stations.
Ooh.
So
are
we'll
you
have
doing
variety.
Centerpieces?
Centerpieces. They're not doing centerpieces, but we have money in the budget so that we can do that. You know,
chrysanthemums or just something.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Can be,
something
yeah.
simple and nice.
Yeah,
I look at John. He's saying, "Oh, come on."
No, I mean, just to make it look festive.
To make it look
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
Yeah.
One thing I know, just from experience, when you come to something like that, especially as an employee, you kind of don't know what to do. So is there any plans to have like either a poster board that says, you know, well, first of all, are we going to have a program? Are there any speeches? Or I know the giving of the gifts for the recognition or the acknowledgement will be, but, you know, I think it would be nice to have just like a tripod that says, you know, lunch from 11 to 1 or whatever, and then say if... Is Jimmy going to say something?
Yes,
okay.
We're hoping that the mayor
just
presents
so you
kind of
know what's going on, because mm-hmm. a lot of times people will come in and they don't know whether to go right to the stations for lunch
mm-hmm.
or, you know.
We can do that, right, Winnette? We can put something like that
I don't
that
think
together.
We need to have a formal program or, you know,
mm-hmm.
or if you want to just print some and put
mm-hmm.
them on
mm-hmm.
places where they can pick them up so that if somebody comes late, they can say, oh, okay, so he's not going to start talking until...
Mm-hmm.
12:45, so I can go get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Just one question. So if somebody hasn't been here 5 years, do they just get nothing? I mean, are you doing something, a little something for everybody?
Well, milestone means milestone.
I know, but...
Right?
We've debated a lot about that among
like a little
managers.
Party favor almost.
It's like a first annual little...
Just... I don't know, just
you know,
like something.
I'm kind of torn with that because if you, and I know this is our first year of doing it, so there will be people that are 7 years, not quite 10, or 4 years, not quite 5. But if we do it for everybody, then it kind of
I just mean like a little party favor.
like?
I don't.
We can look at this.
Yeah.
I will take care of that. I already have an idea.
Okay.
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 Just something that says this is the appreciation day.
Yeah. Right.
So you get a lunch and a. I'm not diminished. I'm just saying you.
Right,
the
lunch
the event
is
the event, and then here's the little token.
I know.
Yeah.
A little something.
Yeah,
just
a little
like
something.
A, right. You know, like.
Like a bottle opener.
Right.
That says,
I know we're
yeah,
getting
something.
Right.
I know that's
yeah.
not your idea.
Right, but yeah, just something.
So that everybody walks away
with
something.
With something, feeling they
remember.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
A koozie,
exactly.
A koozie, yes. Yeah,
County
small,
Sheriff.
But we really want to emphasize.
Marie wants a koozie.
Getting into the nitty gritty, but how many people do we actually have at Milestones?
It depends. I think, Gwyneth, do you have that list with you? I don't think we have anybody in the 20-year milestone this year, but we will for next year and the past. At the 5-year milestone, we have 6. At the 15-year milestone, we have 4. We don't have any at 10 or 15. But 2 for 20 and then 2 for 30 plus.
Wow.
Wow.
That's great.
Who are the 30 plus?
Yeah.
That is Chief Graham and Joe Washington.
Wow.
From the Public Works Department.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have significant gifts, right?
Yes. What Gwyneth and I had talked about was creating this sort of.
But not the same present for both of them.
No. So.
Okay.
Okay. What we talked about having a menu of gifts that they can choose. So there will all be within a budgeted amount
so
and
the
similar
size.
So the 5-year
will have a selection of gifts and they choose which one.
And they
that's
each
a good
person
idea.
Would
that
choose
is cool.
their
great
own.
Idea.
And same thing for all those milestones.
That's fun.
That's mm-hmm. really good idea.
Shopping.
And that way they can kind of
they
choose
can,
their
yeah.
own. That's a great idea.
That's
so
very
practical.
That's
your 5-year neural beard trimmer.
Right. Right.
And there may be
yeah.
things that people would never buy for themselves,
right.
but if it's a gift, you know,
yeah.
it's something that's practical and that it's used. We didn't want to give somebody something that will, you know, I don't know,
collect
not be
dust.
Used
right.
or collect
right.
dust.
Try to figure
that.
Out something
yeah.
to buy for them.
For each person,
thing, yeah.
correct, yeah. So.
Fun.
Well, sounds like
hopefully it
works.
Good.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions about the appreciation recognition? I think the little gift that you're thinking about, you know, we want to kind of make this an annual so that people know that
mm-hmm.
if you're at 4 years next year, you will get to choose your 5-year gift and
mm-hmm.
kind of make it really anticipatory so that people will want to come.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first year is going to be hard because they know what it was like when we had the picnic and they know what it was like when we had the baseball game, but this can be so much better. I think going forward we can get that kind of enthusiasm for people to come. And we want people to go back and say, boy, you really missed it. It was really cool.
I mean, because there are not that many people at Milestones.
Right.
So, I mean, even like, you know, a Tervis tumbler, and I, you know, we could order for, I'm thinking like an IOP, you know, something that people will be, wow, that was
yeah,
a great
I
event.
I don't want to diminish the Milestones.
No, me neither.
You know, we really
no,
don't
I'm
want
not.
To diminish,
I'm just, but
yeah.
I want people to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Another thing that I wanted to mention is for next year, you all know that we've established the Leola Hanbury
right.
Award.
Right.
That is something that you all need to, would
for next
need
year.
To work
we need to
on
work
for
some
sure.
guidelines.
Yeah.
And the idea is that every year, maybe not every year, but whenever it's warranted, during this event, that award
yeah.
can be
that's great.
Handed
perfect.
To an
right.
employee.
Absolutely.
So.
Or if we have any, like that 30 signal, what's that other
yes.
one we
yeah.
have? If
this
we have anybody that's being, you know, considered for a recognition
mm-hmm.
that it be done during this time.
Right.
So that it really becomes a time.
Mm-hmm.
Photographer. We need somebody that to make sure that we have pictures of each of the ones at the milestones and we get it to the
mm-hmm.
the paper and so forth and so on so that
yeah.
we can get some good press out of this. I think it would be good for other communities to know that we appreciate our employees.
Absolutely.
Any other comments, ideas? Thank you, Gwyneth. Thank you, Desiree, for working on this. Looks like it's going in the right direction. Okay. Old Business B, update on progress and searches for City Administrator, Police Chief, and Assistant Director of Public Works. I'm going to ask Gwyneth to report on this since she had contact with the Mercer Group.
And just this afternoon, I just had an updated note from Jim that he should by tomorrow have the narrative for the police chief position, because he was ill after he had the ICMA conference. So he was not able to finish the other one. So he should have the police chief narrative tomorrow. And he did mention that he spoke with a lot of potential candidates while he was at the conference.
Well, that's good. At least we haven't mm-hmm. stopped. I think right. we were all getting a little antsy because it was kind of taking longer than we anticipated to get that narrative. But if we can get that tomorrow, and as soon as it comes in, if you can send it out yeah. to all of us, then we can at least start looking at it. And if we need to have a special meeting, more meetings, we can go ahead and try to accomplish that. Or we can just make our comments and send them directly to Wynette.
And we had said October was going to be our
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun, right. fun times.
And while we're on this topic, you all received a communication from me related to communications between the committee. It still needs to be advertised as a meeting.
Yep.
We can, it's just a matter of 24 hours, we can put together an agenda if you right. either have to have a conference call with Jim or need to talk amongst yourself about any documentation received, we can do that, but it would have to be.
I don't think this is the kind of
no.
thing that we're needing to have any kind of confidentiality in. Mm-hmm. It would just be our comments based on what he's sending us and any additional mm-hmm. information. So I think it's okay for us to receive it from Wynette and to make our comments and send it back to her, and then she can send it to Jim and we keep that going. I don't think there's a need for a meeting, is there? Or do you,
I agree.
If there is,
we'll have one.
Good point.
We'll have one. Okay. Old Business C, discussion of developing a policy for merit increases for long-term employees who are at the top of their salary range, and we know we needed to get some attorney information about mm-hmm. how we could do this legally.
Yeah, I don't have an update on this yet. I've reached out to MASC, the Municipal Association of South Carolina, to see if they have any opinion or advice on how the city can do this without crossing any state law, so that we can do it properly. I think the disconnect is, you know, there are attorney general's opinions out there that say that it's unconstitutional to pay for services rendered. So it's not necessarily the issue about mm. calling it a bonus or a one-time payment. It's the fact that it's done retroactively. Due to the fact that I've reached out to my counterparts in different municipalities in the state, and most of them handle this situation when you have redline employees not being able to get merit increases because that would put them over the threshold of their salary range. They do one-time, one-lump payments of a determined percentage, depending on their performance evaluation.
It doesn't push them above.
It,
so they can't get a, say if they were eligible for 3%, if it pushes them over, they might only get 1.5%. Is that the way it works?
No, what happens is if it puts them over the their salary range, mm-hmm. they just receive a one-time payment of that amount. Since it doesn't change their salary range or their hourly range.
Right. And
in effect, it violates what we understand to be law.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Excuse me. Is that then paid through accounts payable so that it doesn't hit their W-2?
I'm not sure. Those are the kind of questions we're starting to have, trying to figure out how other municipalities are able to do it legally. It may be that they're not aware mm-hmm. that it can't be done. I you know, obviously this would be opening a can of worms if that's the case, but you all recall a couple of years ago the city had made a bonus payment to employees, and then we were advised that the city cannot do that. So hopefully we'll have something more concrete by November so that city council can approve that policy
right.
so that it goes into effect in January
when
the performance evaluation is correct.
Okay. So you're still working on
this? We're working on it, yeah. Work on in progress.
Just out of curiosity.
There are municipalities that do it.
Yes.
How do non-cash gifts factor into that? Those opinions, do you know? I'm
think
thinking explicitly about the milestone dates.
Mm-hmm.
because a lot of those people might be the ones who are at the.
That's a good point. I have to look.
Don't look. Don't look until after the 19th.
Yeah.
Look on the 20th.
I think I
gifts.
Yeah, they're gifts.
So they would, if we gave them a gift card, that would be different because that's basically
cash
money,
value.
Cash value.
Mm-hmm.
But where it is a gift, it does not have to be
excellent.
Go under the federal tax laws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions on that? We wait anxiously to find out what we can do legally. Okay, recommendations for the adoption of the revised employee handbook. Okay, do we have any questions?
I will remind you all, so you all have in your packets, it's a clean copy.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, you already made a recommendation approving the changes. This is just you looking at the clean copy. So since you've already made a recommendation, unless you would like to make any changes to it.
I had some wordsmithing, if I can find them. Here we go. Page 18, but it's not page 18. It's page 25 of our packet. There is the sentence that says employees who are exempt from overtime receive a salary. And then it says the same sentence in the next paragraph.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so that's a typo. We need to remove the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good.
Gotcha.
Boy, Sandy.
I read
win.
It all.
You
read
win.
It because it's hard when you see the red lines. You can
yes.
Right.
Go right back.
I must have tried to delete that part.
Okay. Microsoft Red Lines does weird stuff sometimes.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and that's what happened when I,
yeah.
not to go into it, but
right.
when I made the changes and accepted, I had to go through this
yep.
word for word because
right.
it didn't accept and change.
Yep.
And then on that same page, it says in the case of a state of emergency or disaster, da 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 da, da that's decried at the discretion of Otter Palm City Council's employees who are otherwise exempt may. At the discretion of the city administrator. So who is it? Discretion of city council or discretion of city administrator?
It must be it would be the discretion of city council.
You see what I'm talking about? It just said in two
mm-hmm.
in that same sentence there's two at
mm-hmm.
the discretion of
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure if you're trying to say the council does one thing and the
mm-hmm.
administrator.
It's almost like at the discretion of the council. Discretion may be given to this. That's almost how I interpret it. Like, the
right,
council
but it
may give discretion
say that.
To. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think it's
clear.
No. Agreed.
I may have to go back. I know we didn't make any changes to this section
right.
this time
yeah,
around, so
I
think I would have to either go back to the original
document
to see what the intent is.
Sorry.
Yeah, we didn't touch that one.
Good. Sometimes we read these documents
yeah, I know,
so much over and over
that,
again that we...
That's the only thing that I have.
Okay.
Anybody else? Any other...
Got the second one.
So...
We didn't touch the other one, so...
No, I know.
Do you want to leave it?
Just make a note and we'll...
It?
Just... We'll make a note and I'll go back and revise that.
Yeah, we don't have...
So we made a motion last meeting to accept.
Accept.
All the changes.
Right. These are just
yeah.
little dingers.
Like
you
editing.
Could make a recommendation, make a motion to recommend approval to city council.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that
these changes,
change.
Those
yeah.
typos
yeah,
will
it's,
be
it's
corrected.
Not
but we
changes.
Already did that, right?
Did,
no.
No, before last?
No.
No? Okay.
The previous motion was to accept.
Okay.
The changes.
Right. Oh, right. Okay.
And now you'll be making a recommendation to council.
Right.
Silly me.
I would like to make a motion to accept the new updated handbook with the two changes just discussed to the special compensation for exempt employees and the duplicative typo.
And recommending it to city council.
And recommending it to city council. Thank you.
I'll second that.
The longest motion will take.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And again, thank you very much for all the work you've put into this. I know it's the kind of thing where you have to do it, but it really gets tedious after a while. Thank you very much. Okay, new business. Discussion of the role of administrators defined in the IOP City Code, Title I Government Administration, Chapter 4 Officers and Departments, Article B City Administrator, Section 1-4 Established Duties. I asked that this be added for us to start looking at. We had said we were going to go back in October and start looking at the changes that needed to be made in our municipal code and some of our other documents. And I said, since we're in the process of hiring a new administrator, it might be good to home in on that part of the municipal code, so that could all be changed before a new person comes in or we have the hire of the city administrator. You have not received any information on this other than
what's in the code, existing
right.
code.
And I don't know if you've had time to review it, but I also would like us to add the actual job description for a city administrator to review that too at the same time, which was not in the packet, but I started looking at it. And some of the things we may want to look at the language and make sure that what we are saying the administrator does in our code is really what the administrator does. I mean, it was written so long ago, I don't think there's anything in there about procurement in the code.
Yeah, not where in the code it lists the duties. It does not
right.
include that the city administrator acts as a purchasing agent. I think that that city council has
already approved
the job description.
The job description.
Yes.
But I just
and it refers to the administrator the whole time as he.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's
right. He slash she, you know. Little things like that.
We need inclusive language there.
Right. And I'm not so sure. The very first sentence that says the office of city administrator is hereby created. Well, it's been created for many years now. Right. I'm not sure that, this is tiny little
like
stuff.
Like biblical.
Right. But we want to make sure that this language.
Right.
Language is really what we need to have, and I'm not sure if the two of you have had time to really look into this, or we've done any comparisons with other administrations.
Not yet.
Okay, all right.
But we can certainly look at other codes and make sure that it's consistent.
Right.
Also, make sure that it's consistent with direction from other parts of the code. Like I said,
right.
the purchasing. This section of the city administrator doesn't talk anything about being responsible for purchasing, and I think that should be added.
Besides just this section of the code, is there any other sections of the code that refer to the administrator? I tried to do just a city administrator search for all of our documents to make sure that one doesn't circumvent the other. I'm not sure how many places in the code the city administrator is mentioned or is talked about. So I'd like you to look at that also.
Mm-hmm.
To just make sure that our language is consistent all the way through with what, and
yeah.
it's consistent for today going forward
mm-hmm.
rather than what was maybe in the past.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is just
yeah.
one little, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just shall be appointed, I mean, that's even in the first sentence. I mean, isn't it hired? I mean, I don't, it's
yeah,
not
I
really
think
an
the
appointment.
Language
yeah, the
not,
language just is so.
Yeah, well, appointed is, it's for these type of positions are appointed by council.
Okay.
As opposed to elected.
As opposed to elected.
Or hired?
Hired?
I think appointed
okay.
is, that's
I
what
just,
you.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to get caught up on that.
Right.
I just,
but check,
never,
you know, check language
yeah, we'll
with other
all that.
Municipalities.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, if that's what
the language here seemed like it was from like 30 years ago
mm-hmm.
kind
well,
of
probably.
Thing. So
too far off.
Yeah.
1994.
Right.
So we need to kind of just look at it and make sure it's up to date. And we're putting, and like I said, we don't want contrary language from one section
mm-hmm.
to another section. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We can have a proposed red line. For next
That'd
month
be great.
For you all to
That'd
visit.
Be great. And we'll just start with there. Then I would also like to add for the next meeting the police chief also.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the same thing. Look at anywhere
sure.
in the code that it mentions police chief so that we can do the same sort of thing. I figure it's easier for us to home in on specifics
yeah,
in
the
code
whole.
Rather than just starting
mm-hmm.
at the beginning
mm-hmm.
of the code and going
sure.
all
yeah.
the way through.
I think that's smart for us to be doing this too, because we make updates to ordinances and codes, and I don't know how frequently I know for my sake, I didn't even think to look for consistency across the board when we were doing the new job description. And there's no telling how many places different things show up. So starting now with one small achievable, doable thing versus the Herculean effort of audit everything that we've got for consistency. Okay. Love it.
Okay, anything else on A? B, consideration of timekeeping software, and in your packet you do have a comparison and some notes. So I'll let Desiree kind of bring us through this.
Yes, and I'll have Debbie also speak to it. She did.
Debbie, please
join
us.
She did most of the work. You all have in your packets.
Gwinnett actually identified three vendors. One had cold called us a while back, and then Gwinnett found a couple of others based on conversations with BSNA and maybe the listserv, Gwinnett?
Yes.
So we brought three in, and we actually got two presentations from a couple of them. We had a group of employees in. We tried to pull employees from all the departments. All the department heads were there, and supervisor level positions in police and fire, because those are those will be the departments that use this the most. Mm-hmm. So we heard three presentations. The analysis there is the pricing comparison of the three, and it is pretty easy, because the low cost vendor is the vendor that the employees chose by narrow margins on both of those, but still, and then that this is also the vendor that BSNA recommended. So I think the choice of vendor is pretty clear, and that is Novatime. They're slightly cheaper, and they were the winner by one vote on the employee tally. And Gwinnett and I did not vote, because we wanted it to be something the employees, the users, actually chose. And then
which you each have selected, had you been given a vote?
It would have been very tight between them and another one for me. So I was fine with Novatime, and I feel like we'll get good service from them. And when I dug into the pricing, Novatime offers completely free, you know, as much support as you need for supervisor and admin positions, whereas the other one looks like it charges for that.
Mm-hmm. I do want to hear what's her opinion after evaluating all three. Mm-hmm.
Come back and join us.
You tried so hard to get away from the table.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted Debbie to explain the cost and the breakdown, if you had any questions about it. I know that we need some direction about whether to rent or purchase. And you all have two comparisons there. But in terms of the operation, I know, Gwinnett, if you have any feedback or recommendation.
No, it was definitely a collaborative effort, so that it was the buy-in from the people, the users, the end users here, to be able to see the functionality. And I'm glad that it was Novatime, because they seem like the most user-friendly, the most on hands-on, that will help us get through the implementation and the training, and to make sure that it works well. And knowing that BSNA has had good implementation experiences with them, that was really kind of very important after going through the whole BSNA implementation not so long ago.
Can I ask a question that might seem a little bit dumb, but the obvious function of a time clock is to punch in and out. Are there other key services that we were looking for out of these vendors outside of that very obvious checking in and checking out?
Some of them were being able to run reports for the departments, attendance reports, so that they can tie those into their performance evaluation process. And Overtime had some other kind of advanced parts of it that we would be able to look at too, maybe down the road.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of the what we need, mm-hmm. that it's the same across the board. It's knowing when someone starts and stops working.
Another key thing that we occasionally have hiccups with is determining, especially on weeks where that includes a holiday, like when overtime starts and how it should be calculated, and you know, people who work on the holiday basically get double time if they're called in.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get tricky in those payrolls to get that exactly right, and this will take all guesswork out of it, and it'll standardize it across all departments, and it should save time on payroll day,
mm-hmm.
for the supervisory folks in the shift departments getting their payroll transmitted.
BSNA does our payroll processing, mm-hmm. and this isn't, I assume, since they recommended Novatime integrates pretty seamlessly with them.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they call it a flat file. I don't know exactly what that means, but so the time and attendance system will create the file that will then be imported into BSNA. And it can go the other way too. Like if we get a new employee,
mm-hmm.
We set them up on BSNA, and then we can send a file to the time and attendance system to get them logged in there.
Perfect.
Good.
Checks all your boxes.
This is budgeted in our current fiscal year budget for $28,000.
Explain the, okay, I'm looking at the purchase and the rent, and I'm sure you've given us both all of this just to show us the differences between the two, and what do you recommend?
So I'm normally a purchase versus rent kind of person, but given that, I don't know, it just seems like maybe renting might be the way to go.
Something brand new.
It could be that some departments, you know, determine they don't really need a time clock. And so then we don't have to, you know, be locked into owning one. And if the technology improves, and you know, we could
have the option to
change out and get a new one quicker than the old one would wear out.
This seems like rapidly advancing tech.
Yes. Yeah. It gives us a flexibility of moving to another one if we feel like it's not meeting our needs, or you know, if something, you know, more high tech comes by. Or
$15,000 to $16,000 difference over the 5 years,
right.
And it's a lower upfront cost too, which is important to note. If we think we might shift in the next before that 5 years is up,
so new
that I think the rent is a pretty easy choice as well.
Okay.
It sounds like the vendor and the rent.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned if a department decides they don't need to have a time clock, what would that situation be where there are no hourly workers?
Well, without shift people, you know, when everybody comes and leaves at the same time, it could be that the department head determines that a time clock isn't necessary.
If you work 9 to 5 every day, you don't necessarily need to clock in and out if you're accountable to your supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a silly question, but like, so when somebody leaves, if they forget to clock out, can they do it remotely, or do they have to come back? I mean, because I know that, well, my daughter, Jane, constantly is telling me she has to go to the municipal building and sign her time card because she forgot to clock out one day, and they go and look, and it's like she never left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering how that works, because she's always telling me that.
They actually have remote, almost, I think all of them did, didn't they, Wynette? Have a remote option, but we kind of felt like we wouldn't turn that on.
Do they physically have to clock in and clock out?
I mean,
I'm just...
they miss, their supervisor can override,
mm-hmm.
and enter their arrival or departure date on their behalf. But, you know, they'd have to get a supervisor to do that.
And is it like a swipe?
It says biometric.
Swipe in, swipe out. Yeah.
I think we need to encourage. I think opening up a remote, the ability would, I think, defeat the purpose of having.
I just wonder. I mean, yeah.
But the supervisor would be able to override that and put the correct
hour. It's just one of these things that she always.
And, you know, they're punching the clock in and out. An old-fashioned manual.
Now. So they're used to it.
The reason your daughter has to go in and sign her timesheet at the end of the pay period is because that is the, because there have been edits to her time card by her supervisors, she has to approve those edits that they made. And the time clocks, what they're able to do is, and a lot of them that I've worked with before, is by the end of the pay period, if you go in and approve it, that's okay. But if she does, she's not there for the last day of her pay period.
Right.
Then she would have to go in and sign a time card or a time sheet saying that she does approve all those adjustments that were made.
Okay.
And those are the labor laws, and that's kind of why we really
need this.
Would like to go to a system like this so that we have the true accountable accounting of time.
Okay.
I have a question. I missed the meeting. Carrie was there, and she could tell me she was here. But am I understanding that once you develop the schedule for the employees, that goes into the system. Mm-hmm. And then if an employee tries to clock in when they aren't supposed to, then it won't let them. So there would be some toggle there if you were scheduled to leave at 5 and you forgot to clock out. Would it record that? I mean, would there be some alert or something to say they didn't clock out at 5, even though they were scheduled to do so?
For the supervisors on the program itself, there
right.
will be an exception. So when you go to look
right.
at your supervisory
right.
Screen, mm-hmm. thank you, then you would see that employee X didn't punch out. So you are able to edit that time in. So if your employee comes in and says, oh gosh, you know what, Norma, I stayed till 5:30 because
right.
there were customers here and I had
right.
to help them
right.
and I forgot to punch out, you could put them in at that.
So that helps answer your question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm okay. just trying to envision
Thank
the
you.
Whole.
Yeah.
So we would.
Does this
would
need
like,
a recommendation
yes.
to Ways and Means?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do I hear a motion?
So moved to accept the Novatime rental package.
Mm-hmm. Second?
I'll second, I'm sorry.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay, so we'll have this report for Ways and Means. And it's well under budget, so there shouldn't be any problem with that. Any miscellaneous business? None heard. The next meeting date is November 1st at 5 p.m. Unless we hear from Jim Mercer that we need to have another meeting, but if we can handle the information by email and going back and forth, you know, we won't have a meeting unless we have to.
Right. Okay. Well, so are we expecting, weren't we expecting him in November
first
to come
he,
forward
first
with
going,
some
Well, first he was going
candidates?
To send the
The packet.
Brochures.
The brochures.
The narrative for
the
brochure.
Narrative. And then we send him the pictures, and then it
right.
goes back. And then he would start going out and getting some candidates. But we wouldn't see any of that
until January now.
January.
Okay.
Isn't that the way you understand?
Him bringing candidates here
right.
was January.
Right.
But actual candidates on paper being passed to us
November,
was
right?
November, December. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just.
We sort of lumped November and December together because of
right.
the holidays.
Right,
so.
But we went through it
we
very.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
We should have some candidates that we're looking at on paper before
right.
the holidays.
Before the holidays.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Any
okay.
other questions?
No, that's it. I'm just.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Oh, man.
You have plenty of time to go to
yes.
the farmer's market.
Farmer's market.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.
See you all on Monday. There's a special meeting.
Right.
Got that. Oh, notice. Yes. 5 o'clock.
I need
so
to
write
it on my calendar.
Yeah.
consideration of
National.